Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Surely I ain't the only person to ever roll the windows down and accidentally litter.
Paige.
My life is like a ball band with a new brush.
And Fat Boy.
Why is it so hot? Why is it always hot? Why do I always sweat?
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rut blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Yes, the Fat Boy celebration continues. Meanwhile, though, Derek's life's falling apart. And that's... doesn't it smell good?
Smell those.
I don't know why they haven't looked into doing an air freshener, a Chick-fil-A air freshener.
God, they really should. I would eat it.
Especially the combo. Well, you'd huff it. You really would.
I would huff it, lick it, chew it.
Flip it, flab it, and rub it down. all right. So if you just joined us, Derek called in. He emailed in and did the whole thing. Been married. Hold on, where are my notes?
He's still there too.
11 years. His wife years ago cheated. They worked through it, went through counseling the whole nine yards, and then joked that she owed him one. And then here recently, he cheated with a coworker, and the coworker is a woman his wife already didn't like, had issues with. And then someone calls and says, I am his wife. My name is Rachel.
They're like, oh, yeah, sure it is.
And then Fat Boy says, what's his phone number? And it's the phone number. So I guess we will say good morning, Rachel. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. And I've been listening to him try to make this sound a lot cleaner than it was.
Okay. All right.
I didn't.
You absolutely did. Yeah, you did.
All right, let's do this just so we can hear it good and everything. Derek, Rachel, go ahead with what you were saying, though. He said his side there for a bit.
No, because he keeps saying it just happened, and it didn't just happen. He's been talking about this girl for months.
Hmm. Oh, that's not true.
It is true. Oh, she's funny. Oh, she gets my jokes. Oh, I remember all of it.
Oh, here we go.
They don't forget.
That doesn't mean I was going to cheat.
But you did. And with her, the one person I told you made me so uncomfortable.
See.
I didn't think it was like that.
But I told you at the Christmas party, I said there's something so off about her, and you brushed me off.
And women can tell when another woman's trying to do that. Yep. Derek?
Yeah, I didn't think it was a big deal.
Yeah. Well, it is now.
You cheated on me first.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Yeah, here we go.
Well, I mean, he made the jokes, he said, for years that you owed him one, and you know, he did. Well, you heard. I mean, you realize that. All right. Rachel, what are you,
okay.
This is not good. Are you crying? One of you, I hear crying right now.
It's me because I can't eat.
Okay.
Okay, it's just stupid you owe me one line. That wasn't a joke to you.
It was a joke. It's still a joke.
No,
funny.
It wasn't. You kept score.
Derek, you got to admit, that's what it sounds like. Like you were
I stayed with you. I forgave you.
And I spent years trying to fix what I did. Counseling, everything. I owned it.
So I don't get any grace then?
Not when you do it like this.
What does that mean? I don't like this.
You picked her, Derek. That's what it means.
That's exactly what I said.
I didn't pick her.
Yes,
don't take her side.
Yes, but you did. You did.
Stop saying that.
All right. Let me ask you this, Rachel. When it comes to...
No, because he's still not being honest.
I said maybe part of me was still angry.
So you admit it.
That's not all of it.
No, that's not enough. That tells me Okay, that just tells me everything.
I'm just glad you're not
Rachel, come on.
Come on. You don't get to hurt me on purpose and then act like this is the same thing.
I didn't mean to hurt you, baby.
Then why her? Why her?
I don't know.
That's not enough.
It happened. What do you want me to say?
I want you to admit you wanted to get back at me.
Maybe part of me did.
Oh.
See?
Okay?
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Rachel.
Wow.
Rachel, when...
Yeah, no, that's all I needed to hear.
That's not fair.
Fair? Fair? You don't get to talk about fair, okay?
I mean, do you...
You didn't think about fair when you cheated.
And I owned it.
So am I. Here I am.
No, you're not. You're not. You're still blaming me.
All right, Rachel, let's just like...
And I'm not doing this on the radio. I hate that I called, okay?
Well, don't, I mean, like...
Then come home and talk to me.
Home? I'm not coming home.
So what? You're done? That's it?
I don't know yet.
This isn't fun. This isn't
That's
fun.
Exactly what you said back then.
Don't you throw that back
Golly,
at me.
Hold on. I knew it. I said a minute or two ago, for those that are live streaming, you get the full... That's why I say the live stream's the way to go.
God, we can't let it out. But I feel like it got worse.
All right, we had to dump that, and we have to wait for the rate. You know, even with the technology, they can't speed that up. It's to ramp back up the 8-second delay. Okay, so she were to drop another F or a S or what was it? The S she said there.
She said an S, but
Rachel, please. I know you're on hold right now. Don't hang up, and you either, Derek. Although Derek, I'm not on your side. I wasn't on any side, but now I'm definitely not on your side.
I think we're good now. Let's go now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we had to dump that, obviously. You know, get in trouble for saying crap like that.
Can't drop it.
Rachel, are you still there?
You know what? I said it. I'm done.
Okay.
I'm really done, okay?
Oh,
I'm done. You didn't just cheat. You picked her, and I am done.
Oh, she hung up. Oh, is that a birthday wish? Yeah, she's gone. God, this
Derek.
Is worse, man. We made it worse.
Derek.
I don't know what to say.
Well,
do you guys have any like weekends away anywhere to give away or anything?
Why the hell would you deserve it?
I mean, you got a lot of work to do, buddy. Like, off air.
I mean, that you got to admit. First off, you know what? You haven't said, "Hold on, I need to hang up and call her." You heard that woman?
Dude, she's crying for real.
Like legit crying.
No, I know. I'm going to speak to her. I didn't want to be rude to you and get off the phone.
Screw us, dude. Like, hang up on us. Right? If you love your wife, hang up right now. All right?
No, you really did hang
up. Okay, good. Good.
I was hoping you'd do the bit.
Good. You still there? No, he's not. Okay.
God.
Like, I can't wrap my head around this. I cannot wrap my head around this. Like,
I don't think we made it worse because, we, you know, I don't know if they would have gotten that far yet. Maybe not at all.
Yeah, but, like, you could tell, do people make mistakes? Yes, sure. It happens. I personally, it would be incredibly, I mean, I don't even want to even test that, but, like, to ever go to counseling and do all that stuff, I'm still going to look at you out of the corner of my eye. I'm still going to, I mean, it's just the conditioning that has began. I don't know I'd ever be able to get back to it. And you can hear in that poor woman's voice, "You son of a gun." I mean, like, she was distraught. The counseling and all that stuff, like, she owned up to it, and she was glad that, and then he picked her, and then says, "Part of me kind of maybe did." What a jackass.
He knows exactly why he did it. Easy target. She'll be paying for this for as long as they're together.
Oh, wow. She deserves everything she got. You treat people the way you want to be treated. So we do it backwards, so we keep doing it. That's that stupid cycle that we get in, especially in, I'll say it, Western civilization, where if we get screwed over, we look for someone to screw over to make us feel better.
Yeah, you got to get even.
What
you
is
even the score.
Up with that? Okay.
It's hard to take the high road if you've been wronged.
1-800-774-0093. You don't have to pick sides or any of that, but just like...
I guess it happened to somebody else. Like, some people do this. They go back and forth constantly.
How could you, Fat Boy? Could you, you know, you don't even have to say with your wife, but let's just say, you know, in a relationship, somebody that you legit loved and cared for cheated on you. Would you ever be able to fully... unequivocally trust them.
It would take a long time.
Long time. And it sounds like she built that back up. And then almost calculation, soon as she's over it, he pops in and says, yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't.
Working on a project. What kind of project are you working on?
You know what he's working on.
Yeah, but it doesn't. I hate him be an engineer or something.
I wouldn't throw it in her face every day, but I would remember.
Yeah.
It would take a long time.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You know, I'm sitting here thinking about this, what just happened, about how, you know, she was saying that that one girl was kind of being flirtatious with him or whatever.
Rubbing his arm,
touching him on the shoulder and all that stuff.
Looking at his bulge.
And then my girlfriend brings you breakfast of 10 chicken minis.
Oh, good, too.
Hash browns and orange juice. And again, I like the parfait. She knows that's on my list now of acceptable things. But I tell you what, it's almost just as good to smell it.
It is.
It really is.
That's what they tell you growing up, at least. You want to dip a chicken mini in the parfait?
Oh, I thought you were talking about something else.
Well, I was.
You said 2-3-1?
Yeah, let's do it that way, 2-3-1.
All right, 2-3-1 then. We will go. That means we're going to probably get in three calls. We'll go to line two is Danny. Hey, Danny.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Not much. Danny, did Fatboy tell you to tell him happy birthday when you came on?
Yeah. He did not. I told him that as I called in.
Okay, good.
Danny, so much joy in the morning.
Oh, you're wonderful, Danny.
Danny boy!
Danny, any thoughts about that couple of the year we just spoke with?
You know, I was going to accuse y'all of simping for her when she started crying, but I thought about it. And if he was going to step out to get revenge, which is totally fine, I would support that. He should have done it then. And This is just, I mean, I laughed the whole time. Don't get me wrong. It's hilarious. But it's also, that's probably a busted up marriage. I don't know how you solve that, especially after going on the radio with it. That's not, a person like me shouldn't know that about somebody else's marriage.
Fact is, and that's what people said, why would he call it? She called, or somebody told her, or whatever she said, somebody told her about it, and she called in, but...
She's not coming back, I don't think.
No, absolutely not. They're bad for each other.
Yeah.
You can't fix that.
Have you ever, you said I don't call in and talk about my business, but you ever been cheated on and were you able to hang in there afterwards?
I've never been in a relationship serious enough to learn a woman's last name.
Damn it, boy.
Damn.
Good gracious. Well,
my pop was married 5 times, and that just kind of, I think he covered me. He covered himself and me. So yeah. I don't do last names. I don't do first names if I can avoid them.
God,
damn.
You get to them parties where they wear masks and crap.
No comment. But I wanted to call in. Like I said, it's great radio. I feel bad for the two of them, but they did for themselves. Happy birthday, Fat Boy.
Yeah, Fat Boy. Yeah, man.
And y'all keep doing what you're doing because you're the best radio show out there.
Thank you, sir. Bye, we appreciate
Danny.
You.
You're going to hear yourself in a future commercial. So.
Yeah, well, definitely. That's user-generated content right there.
Yeah.
Let's see. 2-3 is John. Hey, John.
How you doing? Good morning.
Good. How are you?
Big John.
I'm good. So that was a good bit. I love these type of bits. But I was completely on his side up until the point where she called in. And I agree with Danny when he said if it was going to happen, it should have happened then. But I've been in a relationship where I've been cheated on, and I never really let that go.
Hell no.
And so, right. And so for him to say, you know, that he was still mad at her, and then when she told her side of it that she's been worried about that woman,
yeah,
then it flipped, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So did you become mad because you got cheated on, or did you ever get mad? I guess it's more like a hurt type thing with you.
Well, I agreed with him where he was joking about you owe me one. You know, he was mad.
God,
you know. I agreed with him, like, mm-hmm. bad on her for cheating. But then after putting her through counseling for years,
yeah,
and then to turn around and do the same thing with a woman that she warned him about.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think there's coming back from that.
Yep. I agree. Uh-huh. I agree. John, You're the second best call of the day, sir. Congratulations.
Did you forget something, John? Did you?
John, I heard him coerce
happy
you.
Happy birthday.
Yeah!
Happy birthday, Fat Boy.
All right, John.
Don't forget. You thought I was going to forget.
See, John. Fat Boy is telling everybody on hold. Don't forget to tell me at first.
Yeah, for real.
All right, we will have time to get the third one.
Yeah, let's do it real quick.
All right, that means we go to... Look, look at all the other people just hang up because they know they're not going to get on. Congratulations, Frank. You made it through. Good morning.
Right on. Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, happy birthday, Fat Boy.
Frankie! Frank's my boy.
Hey, so I want to call in. I was wondering, would it have been a different reaction if it had been a different girl? Just another random person.
Oh. See, like, that's the other thing.
That didn't really come up.
Could he have had a chance if it was another chick? I feel like he went for the easy pickings.
Well, it's because he already knew the girl was
entirely.
Yeah. He knew that might have been available because she'd been flirtatious in the past, but then he knew how, like, that's very calculated or whatever. It really is. I don't understand how people.
It's dirty. Again, it's extra dirty.
Many people are texting in, and even John that calls, like, yeah, I agree. Like, you owe a receipt. Like, why in the world would that ever? Then you're like, she's saying, well, then she was hotter than my guy was. I get another one. And then this is proverbial pissing contest that never ends. And I would have just go ahead and take it to court and be done with it.
Then people go back and forth.
Yeah, there's no way to win something by doing the same thing that happened.
Nope. Mm-mm. You're absolutely right, Frank. I'd elect you for office if you're running.
Hell yeah.
The other end of that is it did happen to me.
Yeah.
But, okay, so on the lighter side of that, we've been married 32 years.
God, how old are you? You sound like you're 32.
No, I'm old enough.
Mm-hmm. Dude, after that many years.
I'm a vintage 71, so.
No, really?
Oh, 1971. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So.
Yeah.
So, how far? You're talking about the marriage, you just said you're married for 32 years.
So yeah, you first and only marriage, yeah.
And how early in?
Probably 11 years into the marriage, 11, 12 years.
Did you just say you're still married?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, we worked it out. And, okay, so honestly, it was, at the time, I wasn't in the proper headspace. I was having issues back at that time.
Sure.
And it may have been, you know, I may have pushed her away to the point where, but that wasn't, she didn't do it on purpose to hurt me. She did it,
she's in a loveless... Loveless marriage, maybe, or something like that. Didn't feel
no,
wanted.
Not at all.
Oh, okay, I see.
Not at all. No, not at all. Okay. It was just, it was because I wasn't in the proper headspace, and I did kind of, you know, I was at the point where, you know, I can't be the person you want me to be. You should find somebody else. That was my headspace at the time. I've worked through that, and then we've also worked through what happened. I can't say that I blame her. But at the same time, you know, she did do it. She didn't do it, you know, to just to hurt me. And it wasn't like an accidental fling or anything like that.
Sure.
But, you know, we worked through it.
That's awesome to hear, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so we're still together.
Yeah.
You know, our kids are already adults.
Yeah.
And, you know, we worked it out.
Good.
But, so my question was, you know, would it have been the same reaction if it was a different girl, not the one that hurt his wife? Couldn't stand.
That's good.
Can I ask you one last question? Did you know the guy that?
Oh, that's good.
Your wife?
I did actually. Okay. I don't want to get into specifics about it.
Right.
But I do know who it was.
Okay. Yeah. Were you hotter though than him?
I wonder if he knew that you knew.
Possibly yes.
Yes. Wow. Okay. Frank, thank you so much again. Fat Boy, happy birthday. And Frank, congratulations, seriously, on sounding so young and also the continued marriage, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Big Frank.
I was trying to eat in between talking.
You took a big bite of that parfait. I was like, it's nice. I would have followed the guy around town for at least a couple years.
This intimidated him a little bit. Yeah. Every time you turn around there, you stand, you're doing the eyes, pointing at you. I'm looking.
So you got to ask yourself, you know, is it worth working out? How much do you have at stake already?
And he didn't want to say, obviously, you know, too much. I appreciated him calling. But, you know, with kids involved and all that, you know, that certainly helps the fight and staying in there. I just – some people are stronger than me and more emotionally repairable than I am. But when something like that, I'm just – I'm like, mm-mm, nope. If you did it once, I can never fully trust you. Like, if you stole something from me or whatever, you could even say, man, I'm sorry I did that. Here it is. I won't trust you as much anymore. I can.
You'll never forget.
I can't. I mean, people that can, good for you. I can't.
But you don't want to go the petty route of I'm going to give it back to you because you don't want to see somebody go through it.
No. Because then that's where like the karma I think comes in and gets you. And then
that's how you figure out what kind of person you are. Like, do you want to make the other person suffer?
Yeah. Or and plus like situations where like the time when I was. At least the one time, pardon, damn parfait, that I was cheated on. That was the best thing in the world to have. I mean, actually,
everybody knew, though, before you knew.
Yeah, yeah.
That sucks.
But, well, you know, the guy that came to the estate sale the other day was the guy they told me. The guy I told you about.
Dang.
Yeah, he's the one who told me. He, like, put his own relationship on the line to tell me that.
God, so. That's kind of cool.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I want to say this. Prior to taking this phone call right now, that I would say that I have a hard time believing this, but Fat Boy, you've put your name on the line. What am I trying to say? You vetted this out.
Yeah, in what little time you could. So I feel good throwing a vouch for it.
It is tough with radio because when people call in and say. Things. Yes, I know this. Or like this. Anyway, the monkey from Simpsonville is on hold.
He really is.
No, and, it's not that.
He hasn't taken his Xanax yet, so he's kind of calm.
We don't know.
Lose his mind.
We don't know that monkey takes Xanax.
Not like the one in Connecticut did.
So anyway, like yesterday. Go ahead.
You try to throw a couple things out there that well, they might know to you know kind of pick up on.
Yesterday, if you missed it. The guy Derek called in. Derek admitted that he cheated on his wife. I forget her name, but it's probably good that we have. And it turned into like a full-on blow-up. I mean, and now someone is on the phone. And now, so he cheated on his wife years after she cheated on him, and they went through counseling and all this. He cheated with a coworker, female coworker, that the wife... said she hated even before this.
Yep.
So she left the husband. Well,
he was rubbing her arm, or she was rubbing his arm. And
so we heard from Derek. We heard from his wife yesterday. Who's missing? That coworker, Betsy, and you say that's you, correct? Hey, Betsy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good morning.
Good morning. You know, honestly, I wasn't even going to call, but now my name's kind of in it, so.
Yes. Well, and I appreciate that. And also, forgive me for telling Fat Boy to ask you so many questions. I just want to make sure it was really you. And, you know, somebody's not coming on here, whatever.
Yeah. Gotta so be
you,
sure.
You heard what happened yesterday.
Not live. You know, I don't really listen like that in the mornings. I usually do audiobooks.
Nerd. Right. Sure.
But I had a friend text me, you know, you might want to, like, listen to this.
Oh, good. That's a good friend.
Yeah, shout out to Little Great P friend. For that.
Little P.
Look at Little P.
Little P.
Little P stirring the pot.
A small bladder or that's crazy.
Or like a tiny, you know.
Yeah.
Look at Little P stirring the pot. Yeah. Early, too.
So you went back and listened to it after Little P contacted you. Said it. I'm trying. Is Lil P a guy or a girl? I'm just curious. Like,
that's my girl.
Okay, so girl, Betsy, you ain't gonna believe this. Listen to this, girl. This is Lil P. What up? And then all of a sudden you hear it, and then your thoughts. I mean,
then I come into work and people are kind of looking at me weird. So I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Now I got to say something.
Yeah, that's a weird spot because, you know, it's real life now. It's not just the radio.
Tell me about it.
It's actually happening.
Exactly.
Okay, so, and Fat Boy wrote it on the screen. Even though we're in the same room, he still wrote it on the screen here. He says, you want to set the record straight. So what did What did he get wrong, being Derek? What did he get wrong about this?
The biggest thing? Well, he made it sound like I knowingly, you know, got involved with a married guy. This is not what happened.
Okay. What did happen?
He told me they were basically done, like, living together because of the bills, waiting for the lease to end, you know, sleeping in separate rooms, all of that.
I mean, come on. He's setting you up. Like, that's the classic line.
Yeah.
The classic setup. Like, he's trying to get it
going.
Yeah,
well, I didn't know it was the classic at the time.
Yeah. So, you know, he kind of, and as you heard, he, you know, he told us, you know, whatever, this happened at work. But walk us through that night or you know, that time.
We went out after work.
Yeah.
It wasn't supposed to be just us, but people left. We stayed, and yeah, it happened.
Okay. And then, and that was just the one time of doing sex?
One time. That's one time. It. That's
so when he said that, like, you know, possibly it could have been more than that, like maybe more than once, or like, I don't know.
No, then he's wrong. It was one time.
Okay. Well, okay, so what happened after that then? Sorry for, like, I know this is your life, and I'm just trying to, like, figure this whole thing out, but what happened after that?
He got weird, like, almost immediately, you know, not texting the same, not talking the same, and that's when I started realizing, you know, something wasn't adding up.
Yeah, like he sold you something that turned out to not be authentic, perhaps.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is the real deal.
Did you think, though, that this was, I mean, you know, you never know with these things, but did you think that it was going to turn into something?
At first, yeah, I thought maybe.
Yeah. Wow.
But yeah, that went away really fast once, you know, I realized he was full of it.
Yeah.
So, like, where is it now? Like, what's up?
Now I don't care. Honestly, it's more embarrassing right now than anything.
I can see that. And you mentioned, like, you know, going into work and people, you know, he said you all work at the same place, but is it a job where you have to be around him?
Yeah. I mean, I don't speak to him unless it's work.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, I got a kid. I got a job. I'm not about to mess this up, so.
Right. So
that's awkward.
And you know, feel free to jump in here, but listening to him, you know, when you heard it, listening to him yesterday, that, you know, walk us through that. Like, do you just want to go over there and whoop his ass, or who you mad? I mean, what?
I mean, that's what made me call, because now it's not just between them; it's at my job.
Yeah.
People are talking, and I'm like, hold on, that's not even how it went down.
Right.
Well, look, it's like you said earlier, like, your name is in it, so that's where it's at.
Exactly.
But his wife, though, so you heard her part, too. She was saying that she had an issue with you before all of this even came to be.
Yeah, and I barely know her. I met her twice, you know, once at a Christmas party, and she already had an attitude.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't know if you heard it, but she said you were too friendly.
Touchy-touchy.
Or maybe she didn't trust her husband,
rubby.
Know, which... sounds like she had a reason not to.
Boom, golly, boy. Jesus. That's true. That's true.
I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I'm not the villain in this.
So what, and don't take this bad, but like, what are you saying other than he built you up into thinking this was going to be something and that's it. That's all it was.
I'm saying... there's stuff she doesn't know.
Oh, boys. Oh, this is about to get really
God
bless. Good.
God bless.
I believe it now. This is like, you are who you say you are.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well.
There's stuff he was saying, how he was acting.
Oh. Well, go ahead. I mean, look, chances, if that happened to me yesterday, like, you know, if I was in one of your shoes, this would be must-listen radio today because I'd want to hear what people are saying. Yep. You want her to hear that, his wife, Rachel?
Yeah, I do.
If this could happen, like, if this Thanks, could happen.
Man. Dang it.
Would you want her to call in? His wife?
I mean, it's already out there, so might as well.
There it is.
There it is.
Look.
There it is.
There it is, boys.
I'm not hiding. I'm right here.
Okay. So yeah. You have time that you can hold on a minute and then, like, you know, Rachel or Derek even, like, if either of you are listening, you know.
I mean, the phones are wide open.
Yes. So. 1-800-77.
Yeah, I got time. Yeah.
Okay. She has time. All right.
Ooh, hang on a second.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll see if Rachel or Derek wants to respond with that. All right. Is that cool?
Do I have time to smoke a cigarette?
Oh, man. Wow. This is about to.
Yes. We, you know what?
It's okay. About to go down.
We can. You got to quit, though. I mean, you need to quit. But anyway, Rachel, the lady who screwed your husband, if she wants to talk to you, you go smoke your cigarette and hold on. All right.
Smoke two. Smoke one for me.
I love it. It's like going on Cops or Live PD. Can I get one more smoke before you take me?
Or like Dog the Bounty Hunter would always give you a cigarette.
Yeah, but at least she was like, you know what? It'd be rude if you ask her a question and you say, so what do you think about this?
Well, he was coming on to me, rubbing out, you know. I like to rub arms. So what? Watch me smoke two in my nose right now.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.